All right, what's going on, everybody?
I still can't do a proper intro.
See, you open your mouth before I can even, like, say anything. do you want me to take this over from here on out?
Yeah, do the intro.
What's going on, Anchor listeners, Spotify listeners, and every other listener that I don't feel like talking about right now? This is The Morning Ride with Christopher and Tate.
Sounds like the French dessert.
It probably is. Am I a French dessert?
Creme brulee.
Is that what you're saying? I said it sounded like.
That I just said that that's what you are.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad thing to be. Those are pretty good.
Yeah, but literally someone singes the top of your head with a torch.
Actually, that's not true. There's just sugar that's sprinkled on top of your head, and that's what gets singed. I made it myself.
Yeah, but then still you get singed. Anyways, why are we talking about getting singed as dessert?
I don't know.
Yeah, so today is Tuesday, and yesterday we did not make a podcast.
Because I had to go to the doctor. Because
Tate's a human being, and he has to, like, live and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't have to.
But you choose to.
But I choose to for whatever reason. Because apparently I think living is a good idea.
Also, our previous podcast on Friday didn't do so good.
Oh, what was our previous podcast on Friday?
It was, like, the Traveling Nightmares or whatever.
Oh, right.
Did not get, like, any views. And for some reason, dopamine fasting has the most views, and I don't understand why.
I know, maybe we need to pick more interesting topics.
I mean, today we don't really have a topic. Today we're just gonna, like,
Dude, I was expecting you to, like, look at a chipmunk and be like, chipmunks. Chipmunks bury shit.
Do you see any chipmunks out here?
I saw some outside when you were walking from your house to my car.
There's trash down there.
It's trash? You want to talk about trash? I'll happily talk about trash. Let's talk about me.
Where has that trash been?
Probably.
Who held that trash? Who had that box and then just threw it out the window? Think about the story of that trash.
The story of that trash? Oh, well, I didn't even see it. Quite frankly, I didn't even see it. So, I can't really give you a story if I haven't seen it yet, you know? Feel? Nice.
Okay. When should we get into, like, the whole ad announcement thing?
Not today. Probably tomorrow.
But would we want
to... But you already brought it up, so now it's going to be awkward if we don't talk about it.
Yeah, so anyways, if you guys are confused of what the hell I'm asking, essentially, Anchor was like, hey! You need money because your podcast is now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, this podcast platform, and there's just like a repeating list of podcast platforms for some reason. And if you're on one of those platforms and you stumbled across this podcast,
then you literally have no life, because I don't know how that was even possible.
Yeah, I don't know how that was possible. I don't even know if you find us interesting. We just kind of do this for ourselves and our friends, and accidentally we accidentally
got money, so...
We accidentally just kind of sent it out there into, like, cyberspace, so...
I feel like it's a bad movie plot. Like, you were making something, like, that was super private and, like, top secret, but, like, somehow really not important, and then all of a sudden you accidentally sent it out into the world of the internet.
Yeah. So, like, the thing that blows my mind is just that it's on Spotify now. Like, I saw it on Spotify. Like,
You physically looked it up on Spotify.
Yeah, I was, like, on Spotify, and I was listening to music, and then, there's, like, some person, talking about their podcast or whatever, and then how... No, they had something on Spotify, and I was like, what about us? I wanna see if you can just find our podcast. So I looked it up, and I just found it, and I was just kind of sitting there, just staring at my computer monitor, and I was like, this is so weird.
That's weird, yeah.
This is so weird.
Anyway, so, we're gonna start doing either, I think we're having an ad today, at some point in this podcast.
Yeah, and so, like, Anchor was like, hey, you can now sponsor your podcast episodes, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about that, but that could probably work.
So, yeah, basically, that's gonna be our main source of income if you guys don't want to give us donations, because you're little stingy bitches. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Please don't leave. Please don't leave. Please, please, please. We need money.
Tate's the one asking for donations. I'm the one asking for ad revenue.
So basically what we're going to be doing is we're going to be tweaking and catering our ads to you guys, because we love you so much. Viewer.
There's like four average listeners.
All right, so we'll call it four.
We have it like
our four listeners that we total. Have. Yeah, yeah. So like, we're gonna cater our ads to you guys. So if there's any, like, we're gonna do an ad today. If that's not something you like or something you want to listen to, we at least want to pick ads you guys want to listen to, because not only does it make more enjoyable for at least me to make. I can't speak for Chris because we're not the same person. But not only does that make it something for me more enjoyable to make because it's something for you guys, but I also feel like you guys are going to listen to our ads more, or listen to our podcast more, not mind the ad as much, kind of just, oh, it's another ad, I don't really want to listen to the rest of it, and like, but the second half might be the better half of the podcast, so it's kind of like, you know, I don't want to immediately lose your guys' interest at that ad, so that's why I want to cater the ads to you guys, so that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, we don't even know if we can choose the ads yet, because we haven't even activated the sponsorship, and
pretty sure that's how it works. I did a little bit, a wee bit of research on it. I think you can, like, pick an ad topic and record.
An ad topic and then record?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see about that when
we'll
activate
have to see about that.
Sponsorships.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you guys are like, oh, these guys are, like, activating ads now, because they're so small, but, like...
We need money, okay?
We need money. Tate's working at... Yeah, I don't even think you like your job.
I kind of like it. Depends.
But me, I don't have a job, and I can't get one until, like, my...
Yeah, until you get a car.
Until I can get a car, essentially, yeah. And, like... I mean... It's just that, like, I've waited off too long to get a driver's license.
Pretty much.
And now I'm in a very bad spot where, like, I'm ready to get it. But I just can't, because I don't have the time to go to the DMV and get it, because my mom is always working.
Oh, dude, DMV's hell.
Yeah, my mom's always working, and I'm always at school, so I literally don't have the opportunity to get it.
You're always at school. You live at school.
Yeah.
You have a bed and mattress at the school, like, in which you sleep in.
Yeah.
Then why am I driving you to school, if you live at the school?
That's literally my life. So I don't have a job.
He's jobless and homeless.
I was originally planning on, like, getting, you know, ad revenue off YouTube, but, like, you know, I wasn't very consistent, and I just kind of lost track of that. So I earned 2 cents on YouTube.
You didn't do enough dopamine fasting.
And, yeah, so if you, like, honestly, if you don't even like ads and you don't care about them, just, like, kind of just leave the podcast open, let the ad play, and then just, you know...
Yeah.
Go on with your business.
We don't want to lose listeners.
Yeah. But, sorry if you guys don't like ads, but we just kind of want to try it out.
Yeah, we do want to try it out. Plus, like, money? I'm sorry, but, like, I need it. Unfortunately, most of my cash for my job goes to fueling this gas guzzler that I'm driving right now. Yeah, so it's kind of like...
Funding this car. That's the problem. Funding this car. It's like $50 of gas. Like, 2 times a week?
Yeah, 2 times a week I have to fill it up. It's already at half tank, and it was at full yesterday. I'm just like, wait, no! Don't die on me yet. We still need you.
Yeah, so ad revenue can help Tate pay for
his
gas.
You can help me drive.
And I can help you drive.
That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, I don't know how I'm going to help you drive if I'm still stuck in my DMV situation.
Chris, I can help you drive, but I don't have a driver's license. Hey, look, going to be quite honest, though, if you start driving and we decide to go in your car, I'm going to be asleep. Like, that's just going to happen.
Wait, my car?
Yeah, if you do get a car. If you do get a driver's license. If you do get anything.
But then how are you going to get home if we drive to school in my car?
That's a very good question, but like, I'll most likely be asleep in your car, so you won't have to worry about it.
Because, like, you're going to be, like, you have rowing every day after school.
Well, like, yeah, except for, like, Wednesdays, and even then I might have my job, and except after Fridays, and even then I might have my job, or I might have tutoring, so it's kind of like, well, yeah.
He's like, you're gonna just drop your car off at, like, my neighborhood. We get into my car. We drive to school, go to school, and then you're just going to be, like, stuck. Like, you're going to be like, I need to go to rowing. And I'm like, I can't, like, leave.
I can't leave.
I have to stay for seventh period. I have to go to rowing.
He starts running.
Whose fault is that, Tate?
Just start running to rowing. Like, fuck everything.
Get more exercise.
Yeah, dude.
Work those thick lines.
Alright, so enough about my thick legs, because I don't want to talk about that anymore. Let's talk about something interesting.
What are we talking about today? I didn't really think of a topic. I thought you had,
like, a giant list of just topics. You know what? I want to talk about candy today, because...
Candy?
Yeah. Okay, so I went to St. Aug over the weekend, right, with one of my really good friends.
Yeah.
And we went into this... The last thing we did before we, like, actually left, we went into this... I don't know if you've ever been to St. Aug, but there's this giant candy
store. Dude, I was born in St. Aug. I've been to St. Aug.
Okay, I didn't know that. I did not know that. So, there's this giant, big candy store, right?
Yeah.
And it's, like, filled with old-timey, like, candy and stuff, right? Yeah. So... It's pretty much actually a miracle my face has not exploded as much as it has, because I hate so much. So, we were walking around the store, and I was like, yo, dude, I remember that. And it was like a root beer barrel, right? So, I don't know why I'm telling you guys this, but I just found this really cool, that you guys have root beer barrels here, because I have not seen a root beer barrel. Like, it's basically just like hard candy flavored like root beer. It's really good. And it kind of tastes like, I don't know. It tastes good. But I had never seen a root beer barrel outside of Virginia until I went to this candy shop in St. Aug. So that's pretty cool. I don't know why I told you that, but I felt like talking about it.
I used to be a bad sugar addict, which led... That severely led to my acne problems. Because, like, every time that I'd, like, eat one candy bar, or, like if I took, like, even a Laffy Taffy that's, like, this big and I ate it, there would be some part of my face that would break out. So, like, that's why that fire hydrant is like
open,
about to explode.
Lord.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah, for the listeners, we just passed by a neighborhood with a fire hydrant in the front.
And it was just like...
There was some kind of weird contraption with a hose connected to it, and there's just water spewing out of it.
The fire hydrant.
That thing's about to explode.
You know what we should do? We should take all that water that's spewing out of the fire hydrant, collect it in a bucket, and send it over to California and say, here's your monthly water ration.
Heard you guys were running out of water, so I donated a bucket.
Could you imagine if we put it in a cardboard box and sent it to them, and then all the water got absorbed in the cardboard?
California's dry heat just, like, evaporates the water. They open up the bucket, and there's a little puddle.
There's literally a molecule of water. Like, if you take a microscope, you can see the molecule of water that's there. Anyway, continue.
They would send us a hate email. Anyways. So yeah, I was a sugar addict for a lot of my time.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was younger, like, I drank a lot of soda. I mean, we didn't have soda at home because my mom is like super anti-soda. But, like, whenever we're at social events and stuff, she's okay with whatever I'm drinking. So, like, I'll just drink
as much soda as you, like, even humanly can consume.
Yeah, there's one party that we went to, and this was the party in the previous podcast that I talked about, where
you were,
like,
driving around in the...
Yeah, that little car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was the same house, it was, like, a different party that they had.
Yeah.
And they would always have, like, these coolers outside.
Filled with beer?
Filled with...
And wine?
Filled with beer, water, and sodas.
Did you accidentally grab a beer can?
No, I...
Sad.
I drank...
I'm pretty sure I did that once.
I drank at least three Sprites.
Oh, God.
Three Sprite cans and maybe a Coke can, I don't know. And after that day, I felt so bad. I felt so sick. But, like... Even then, after, like, a few years after that, like, I would just consume a lot of candy and all this other, like, sugary shit. And, before I went to Oregon, I was still, like, consuming, like, a lot of candy, and it was, like, really, I just felt awful. Like, I, My face was just disgusting. It was breaking out so bad. And, like, I was just not in an okay spot. And then I went, like, you know, I went to Oregon, and then just everything changed. And now, literally, the only sugar that I consume every day comes from, like, one small spoonful in my coffee, and then the apple that I ate at lunch, and then maybe, like, one Estonian chocolate bar at home. That's, like,
specifically my... Estonian chocolate, not, like, American chocolate, where it's manufactured and mass-produced.
Yeah.
And in a steel machine. It has to be Estonian chocolate.
Yeah, because my grandma's here, and she brought... Every time she comes over, she always... brings Estonian bags chocolate, and bags of Estonian chocolate. Yeah, so...
Dude, if it was me, I'd probably eat it all in one day. And then, like... yeah, it would be bad.
So, yeah. Like, I stopped drinking soda, like, 2 years ago, I think. Maybe, like, last year. So... Oh, and I've stopped, like, drinking, like, sweet teas and stuff like that overall. So every time that we're at a restaurant, whenever I order tea...
Do you order unsweet tea? Because we're in the South, they look at you like, what's unsweet tea?
I've done that once. I asked them, I was like, can I have some iced tea? And my mom asked for iced tea, too, and she was like, can you make it, like, half and half? And then the lady was like, okay. And then she wrote that down. I asked her, can I have iced tea? And she was like, sweet or... she said unsweetened. And then I said, I'll have the iced tea unsweetened. And then she just kind of looked at me and she was like, huh. And then she like went away.
Who are these northerners? Why is their skin so white?
But yeah, like every time I order iced tea at a restaurant, it's always going to be unsweet. Like I can't consume too much sugar anymore.
I must consume the sugar, brother.
Dude, I would like... Sometimes I would go to Target... and buy, you know, those giant packs of Twizzlers.
Yeah, and, like, I know what you're talking about.
And one day, I would, like, end up eating them.
Oh, God.
It was so bad.
That's not good.
It was not good.
That's not good.
And, yeah, so, like, I stopped eating sugar overall. It's just... I wanted to try, like, a diet where I would just cut out all sugar possible.
That's not even possible.
Yeah, it's not even possible.
Because then you literally cannot, like, eat any sugar. It's still a necessary thing. Now,
like,
artificial...
I know that you have to eat, like, natural sugars that come from fruits and stuff, but, like, the only fruits that we have is just mainly apples, so...
Then get some strawberries or something, dude. Those are good.
I mean, we buy, like, fruits all the time, but...
Then how come you only have apples?
Because my mom just buys, like, bags and bags of apples, and then just, like, whenever we get strawberries, it's, like, one little, like, plastic container of strawberries, and that's it, and it gets eaten in one day. Like, that's essentially how it goes.
Jeez.
And my mom's a big fan of pomegranates. She'll buy,
no,
like...
No more pomegranates!
She'll buy, like, three, and then they're gone in, like, 2 days.
Oh, jeez. Like, have you seen that stupid online video where it's, like, a college professor, like, stomping the floor, and she's like, no more pomegranates! I keep finding pomegranates in all of my classroom! No more pomegranates!
No. Oh my God. I haven't seen that. What the fuck?
It's so good. Literally, like, it's almost a minute. And she, it's almost a minute. And at the end, she makes everyone stand up and say, there will be no more pomegranates in my classroom! Like, jeez, lady.
I'm curious to see this video now.
Yeah, I'll show it to you when we get out.
But yeah, so with candy, I've like completely cut that out. I can't handle that artificial shit anymore, dude.
Yeah, dude, that artificial sugar is actually like a disease. It is cancer. Alrighty, I think we're gonna cut our podcast a little short today, just because we've got other stuff to discuss. So, thank you guys for listening.
Wait,
to...
what other stuff?
Don't worry about it. thank you guys for listening to our, interesting podcast about sugars and foods and ad revenue. Come on, Chris. Come on. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We stopped at 19 minutes.